It's Tuesday, August 29th, 2023, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. Tech illiteracy in the U.S., a look at what Americans do and don't know. The stakes of AI adoption, where mistakes are low, adoption soars. And cost optimization in tech, the new business value in a world of rising prices. This is the business of tech. Are you struggling to hire top talent for your MSP? What if a team of senior technicians screened thousands of remote MSP candidates so you could review the best of them on video, only interviewing candidates you already like? Support Adventure handles your recruiting, HR, and onboarding needs, hiring only the best English-speaking talent from around the world. Make a remote team that works hard for you and fits your company's culture. Check out supportadventure.com/MSPradio to learn more. According to a recent survey, only 23% of Americans know that the U.S. has not passed an internet-era privacy law. 52% of the public wasn't sure if we had a privacy law. But 80% of Americans know Elon Musk now owns Tesla and Twitter. 77% of the public knows that Facebook changed its name to Meta in 2021. And less than half, at 48%, understand two-factor authentication. This is all from a Pew survey. Here are some more. 42% know a deepfake is a seemingly real image, video, or audio of something that didn't occur. 32% know large language models, such as ChatGPT, produce answers based on word patterns and relationships they previously learned from text pulled from the internet. 21% know websites in the U.S. are prohibited from collecting personal data from minors under the age of 13. Finally, let's couple that with two tidbits from SMB Group's data on advice for financial management solutions. Where do customers get their advice? Their accountant and bookkeeper is number one, with 38%. MSPs and IT consultants are third, at 31%. And why? 47% say it's because they understand the business needs and constraints, and 45% because of trust and judgment. Technology expertise is fourth, at 36%. Why do we care? If you ever wonder why there's a struggle to deliver value with technology, there's an incredible disconnect between those in the industry and those not in it. Why do I think there's an opportunity in data management? Because the vast majority don't even know what's private and what's not, and what's protected and what's not. There is a massive misunderstanding of the technologies. And when coupled with the data from the SMB group, there are significant headwinds for technology companies to be the solution here. Customers are looking for business expertise from sources positioned that way. And they aren't looking for technology expertise as much as business ones from a trusted source. And broadly, tech companies have a long way to go. According to a study by Constant Contact, small businesses using AI have seen notable success, with 91% of those surveyed believing it has amplified their success rate. The financial returns are even more appealing when AI is paired with automation, with 28% of those surveyed anticipating savings of over $5,000 in the coming year. 60% of small businesses using AI or automation for marketing reported time saving and enhanced efficiency. 70% expressed willingness to pay a premium for a marketing platform offering AI or automation tools. Around 33% claimed to save more than 40 minutes weekly on marketing tasks due to AI or automation. However, there remains a knowledge gap, with 46% admitting to having only a rudimentary understanding of these technologies' benefits. Now, it's not all rosy. A study by Brigham and Women's Hospital found that OpenAI's ChatGPT produced false information when generating cancer treatment plans, with one-third of responses containing incorrect information, and a tendency to mix correct and inaccurate information together. That's confusing. Out of 104 queries, around 98% of ChatGPT's responses included at least one treatment recommendation that met the National Comprehensive Cancer Network guideline. Why do we care? We're so early in the implementation of AI. Today, I want to focus on the stakes of implementation. Where the damage from a mistake is low, we'll see faster adoption. The higher the risk, the more problematic it is. Obvious, of course, yet significant. Currently, use cases are being explored to see what's possible, and low-risk implementations will now result in many early results. This is to be expected. We should be encouraged by the extensive research going into determining use case applicability. I looked at markets and labor yesterday. Today, let's look at tech spending. According to the Barclays Business Barometer, UK SMEs are investing nearly half of their annual turnover in technology, with 45% doing so to increase productivity and 44% to future-proof their business. The bank also reported that 57% of the SMEs it monitors reported an increase in revenue in the latest financial quarter, which is the most for 18 months. Retailers in particular are confident about growth over the next year, with 85% reporting a positive outlook, and 66% of retailers are open to embracing new technology. According to research from Canalys, partner-delivered IT technologies and services are expected to exceed $3.4 trillion in 2023, accounting for over 70% of the global total addressable IT market. Spending in North America is expected to grow 2.8% this year, while Asia-Pacific is forecast to grow 4.5%, EMEA 3.4%, and Latin America 3%. Cybersecurity and network infrastructure are expected to grow significantly, while sales of servers, storage, and client devices are expected to suffer negative or flat growth. Despite economic concerns, the industry's growth is expected to rebound next year, with IT spending hitting $5 trillion for the first time. According to a report by Veritas, SaaS prices have increased by an average of 12% over the past year, with 73% of SaaS providers raising their prices since August 2022. The report suggests that SaaS vendors are looking to maximize their profit margins, with price hikes becoming one of the main levers used to drive revenue. The price increase is significant compared to previous years, with SaaS prices rising by an average of 6% in 2019. Why do we care? A quick reminder, technology always goes up in spending. Per unit costs may go down, but technology spending always goes up. There are the expected insights here customers will spend on business value, for example. Cost optimization is a space in which I'm increasingly seeing value. These are no small price increases, and helping customers here is significant business value. Are you and your clients tired of the time-consuming ticket tennis of coordinating meetings and help desk calls? Wouldn't it be better to automate this process with a tool that connects directly to ConnectWise Manage or Autotask? TimeZest offers scheduling automation that gives you complete control of your schedule and eliminates the hassle of calendar ping pong. As the only service designed specifically for MSPs, it integrates into your workflow and makes scheduling appointments easy on you and your clients. Plus, you can try TimeZest for free. Visit timezest.com/MSPradio and use the code MSPradio to get 10% off your first year of TimeZest. Thanks for listening. Today, National Sports Day. Although I do wonder, isn't every day sort of National Sports Day? I will talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit mspradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.